So the first alternative ending was those two getting together and teaming up. That would have been kind of badass. Yeah. You're trying to say, even though I'm doing the internal work spiritually, I still got that revolutionary mindset. You know, I would love to see these motherfuckers whoop some white ass. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know.
For questions, comments, and to show your support, visit us on the web at afroempath.com. But I want to go back. You know, just kind of touching on the Black Panther and kind of okay. you know some of the archetypes it's brought out within the Black community. You know, this you know when I'm looking at that brother, you know, was it Killmonger? Okay. I can relate with that. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, but again, there's a dark side to that. Now the darker side to that is what. You know, to me that represents like, you know, like these Umar Johnson types, you know what I'm trying to say? Or, you know, you know, to degree those, that Sarah Sutton Seti, you know, type, you know, these people that want to like, they have this, you know, debate, they are ego based, you know what I'm trying to say? Their hearts are not in the right place, you know? And and I thought it was powerful that they had all these women, that the women were really the protectors of the Black Panther, you know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And you know, at one of the end scenes, the sister's like, you know, talking to Killmonger, she's like, she kind of broke rank and was like, you know, your heart is too full of hatred to be a king, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that right there really struck a chord in me. I was like, that was good. And that kind of like, I don't know, that pretty much sums up like what's happening right now within, you know, the so-called conscious community, because all these damn fools are being exposed. You know what I'm trying to say? That Umar Johnson dude, you know, that freaking fool.
And
you
heard? I liked him.
I never liked his fucking stupid ass. I never liked his fucking stupid ass.
Come you guys on. Suck. You don't like how he speaks? Come on.
Listen. I liked a little bit of what he's saying, but as soon as I heard just a little fucking seed of ego, I was like, no, you fucking coon. I know you're a fucking coon. I knew it. I fucking knew it. No, hell no. Listen, my intuition game was on point. Fuck that.
The ego kind of made me sad because.
No, like, fuck sad. Fuck sad. You know why I made you? No, it's not gonna make me sad because I had the power to rule this goddamn fucking universe. Fuck that. I don't gotta get sad. Fuck that. I know exactly where he's gonna be. He's gonna be hopefully a humble servant. That's about it. You know.
But he did help. Well, he helped me understand a lot of things to do with like the schooling, like everything.
And that's fine. But here's the difference. Again, listen. It's one thing to help to teach other people, right? And it's a good thing to be able to break down the psychology of other people. But when you neglect yourself during that process, then what is it all for, right? You have two responsibilities while you're on Earth: to know yourself, and through knowing yourself, to know God, right? And that's going to make you humble, right? Because once you know yourself and you know God, you're gonna realize just through knowing yourself and then knowing God that all the shit that you fucking knew means nothing. You know what I'm trying to say? And you gotta start all over again from scratch, right? It's like Neo waking up in the Matrix. He's waking up and realizing, oh shit, this world I live in is a fucking illusion. So all this school building and shit, this shit's pointless, isn't it? We're trying to get the fuck up out of this bitch. It's the world, not the school system, that you're gonna build, but you didn't do shit. Not, you know what I'm trying to say? Not saving the babies, but getting our souls out of this fucking world, right?
It's true.
So now now if you come to enlightenment, now you realize that you're a fucking idiot and you've done it. You've been an idiot in a fucking public arena.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You've been an idiot in a public arena. You know what I'm trying to say? See, I was smart enough to do my idiot shit. No, I didn't say, I'm not going to say I'm an idiot, but I was smart enough to not do my shit. Involving everybody.
Public. Yeah.
It was like, okay, I knew that if I could, you know, through, I thought at the time, through nationalization and, you know, and in breaking away and, you know, through that type of financial arena and nationalizing arena and using law, that maybe others would follow. You know what I'm trying to say? Or through my example, but I wasn't on some ego shit. Where, you know, you got to pay me and I'm going to be the black hope, the next Marcus Garvey or some shit. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, you know,
he tricked me in a way, but I tried to overlook the ego in him. That's what I tried to do, because I was like, this guy is saying some important things that a lot of Black people need to hear. But there's certain behavior that I didn't like about him. And when he had to go to court, I kind of felt bad for him.
What do they need to hear? What is he saying that Black people need to hear? Tell me. And I don't disagree with you, but what exactly was he saying?
Well, okay. Like when he talked about the Black people needing to be together. Like when he went on the Roland Martin show, did you see that?
No.
When he went on Roland Martin.
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, can you please YouTube that clip?
Just tell me what he talked about, because I agree to an extent what he's saying, it's not going to matter. But go ahead.
He talked about a lot of stuff, but they tried to corner him. They basically set him up on the show and tried to corner him, and he got out of it.
Yeah, Roland Martin is a fucking coon. But anyway. I mean, he's a real coon. He's an actual Uncle Tom. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. I'm talking about Umar Johnson. Like he's at least, even though he had an ego and lost his fucking mind, like he at least in his mind, he's trying to do the right thing on a physical level, but didn't have the purity of heart to reach spirituality. But go ahead.
Well, I think Roland lost his show because of that interview. He got fired from the show shortly after that interview.
Oh, good shit. I guess he couldn't please his masters, huh?
He couldn't please them, and it went viral, and it was crazy. So you'll find it. It's on.
Oh, damn. All right, I might watch that just for the fun of it. It's just entertainment, you know? it's just entertainment, but yeah.
But it's some of the things, like even the whole thing about schooling and how they try to put kids on Ritalin or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, drug and... Like a lot of parents were just putting their kids on the medication because they had no idea that there's a whole agenda. A lot of people still don't understand that there's an agenda, so they listen to whatever is being told. And he pulled the rug off of a lot of things, like those kind of things. Now, when he's sitting up there arguing with Sarah Sutton-Steady and saying, yelling back and forth and all that stuff, I don't like that stuff. Like, I don't like the other shit that he does. But he was good. I don't know what's gonna happen now, because now they're onto him and they're trying to shut him down and stuff like that. They don't want no school. Like, we need more than a school. It's not about a school, like what you said.
Yeah, you know what? We had schools. You know, you got to learn from history. You know, and this is hard. Trust me, it would be hard for me to hear from myself 20 years ago or whatever, 15 years ago. But the reality is, as an American or any Black person who's studied history, you'll know that we've had even in this utterly white supremacist society, we've had places like Black Wall Street and other places that have flourished. And guess what? No matter how great you do in your economic system and your minds are right and your babies are off Ritalin, if they have fucking bombers, right, in tanks, guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? They'll fucking destroy that, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
No matter how big your fucking ego is, no matter how much money you get, a money that they control and that they print, right, you're always going to be a slave unless you become a fucking superhero. That's the answer. I don't give a fuck how crazy that sounds. If you're not doing this inner work, if you're not generating kundalini, you're not doing shit but running your fucking fat ass lips. That's it. And this shit is getting old. This shit is getting fucking old. And I do not give a fuck to listen to this shit anymore or entertain it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. This is crunch time. This is crunch time. So we need to come to the reality that we are living in a fucking matrix. You know what I'm trying to say? If you're not doing this inner work, none of that shit you're talking about is going to do anything. That's it. Now,
I've watched a lot of older videos and seen what they've done to so many different people.
Yes,
tried so hard.
Now, exactly. You know, two things I'm going to say. Now, understanding about Ritalin and eating well and things like that, and you know, in Black economics, that's still an important element, but that's not going to free you. what I'm trying to say? No. That's to keep your vessel, operating and functioning on a high level, right?
Yeah.
Right? But that's just part of it. You're a mind, a spirit, and a soul, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So Umar Johnson and those are covering maybe 1.5 aspects of that, but they're not touching the soul because their hearts are not pure, so they can't even obtain that. It's beyond their reach. And that's what's going to free you. You know what I'm trying to say? I can meditate while I'm in fucking jail eating fucking slop and still have more power than he'll ever imagine to have. And I'm not doing that to brag. I'm just being honest. That's the mentality that we have to have, you know?
Yeah. But these guys are still holding on to material things, though. Material, like money, being able to travel and say that, oh, I traveled here. And
that money is being printed out by their enemy. If their enemy wanted to, they could freeze their accounts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I'm sorry, but...
He's learning that right now.
I guess, because...
Look what happened to him.
I don't know what's happening to him, but he's an example. He's hopefully an example. Ultimately, again, everything that people like him have said is important to a degree. You know what I'm trying to say, but again, that's only going to take him to a degree, and that's only going to take us to a degree. So this is being set up by this is an illusion. This is a story. This is a dream being played out. You know what I'm trying to say? So you need to understand and look at the players as if it's a dream and be able to sit back and laugh at it. You sit back and laugh at Trump. Sit back and laugh at Umar Johnson, because it's nothing but a story being played out. You know what I'm trying to say? When you meditate and you're still, you can look at it and begin to enjoy it as a movie and not enjoy it as a dream and not a nightmare, right?
What do you think about this movie? Do you think some people are saying that it's not good. There's an agenda behind it. And then there's other people that love it.
Agenda? Go ahead. You tell me what you think.
Well, my first response to it was I was overjoyed and happy to actually see the damn thing on the screen. And I loved the little things that they put in, like the colonizer thing and all that stuff. I felt like finally. But some people are saying that Hollywood, like, as we know, always has an agenda behind certain things, and then how at the end the CIA is a CIA guy, how they allowed the CIA guy into their environment, which was wrong. Like, they should never have done that. And so there's like little things here and there that I don't know, like. I don't know what to think, but all I know is that I get a good feeling from the movie. I don't know.
I mean,
what do you think?
The CIA guy? I mean, I just think that's just like, you know, that's just like, just that's just pleasing white moviegoers. That's all that is, you know. It's pretty much all it
they
is,
just
you know.
Put it in to do that, right?
That's yeah, but and that's okay. I have no problem with that, because you know what? Guess what? You know, like, how to put it. Like and unlike are the same. You know what I'm trying to say? So mm-hmm. somewhere inside of me, there's a little pure-hearted white man that's rejoicing to be able to do that. You know what I'm trying to say? Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
It's true.
You know what I'm trying to say? So that's it. Yeah. You know, fucking black people are so fucking hurt and so fucking emotional that because they don't do any inner work, and because they're fucking spiritually lazy, you know, they don't have the right hearts and minds to really dissect shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So I got good from it. And I think that it's going to do good. Now, another thing that I've noticed over here, I don't know if you've noticed, that nobody's talking about the movie over here. It's like, and when I say nobody, I mean white people it's like they're acting as if they're, because I still have to work around them. You know, like I have to.
What do you mean? You're talking about Canada? You're talking about in Canada? You
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, like the movie's a big deal, but nobody's talking about it. Like as if to say, "Oh, I don't want to give it any energy."
Like that. Yeah, well, that's what they do. They understand our ancient principles of the seven hermetic principles. So they understand that the universe is mental. So they don't want to boost up black self-worth and black love and black unity. What do you think they want their world to come to an end? No, that's not intelligent of them. So you need to start. You know, that's it. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Like,
I just wanted to hear. I wanted to hear from somebody else that I wanted to hear from your mind what you thought, because that's what I was thinking too. Like, I understand that too, but I just find it funny to me. Like, it, every time I think about it, I want to laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are so mean.
Well,
they're so mean that they would do.
You know, ultimately, what it is that. This is a dream. This is an illusion. So, I'm gonna put it as long I'm a child doesn't give a fuck about what white people think. You know, the masses of white people think. You know what I'm trying to say? When you're a kid, you're just happy to experience it. You know what I'm trying to say? You enjoy it because you enjoy it because you live in your own world as a child. Yeah. I live in my own world. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. I could care about what fucking white people think, and you know, to a degree, just being humane, I do to a degree. But I mean, I care about, you know, how animals feel. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, to a degree. You know what I'm trying to, what my cat, how my cat's doing. You know what I'm trying to say? But only to a degree, because I know that he's not at the level to be thinking, in some emotionally advanced level. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it's like they're in moreover, again, like, they have created a society built upon the suppression of indigenous people, and they know that once indigenous people rise, their society is gonna fall. So you know, like, I know that, like, I know that, you know, but it's not gonna stop me from doing what I gotta do. You know what I'm trying to say? Nothing personal, you know. I gotta get the fuck out about this bitch. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So I'm doing what I got to do. They're doing what they got to do. Again, it's a dream. So they have a purpose in this dream. It's to make us stronger, right? Because guess what? We came from a place of perfection. If we could have stayed there. We didn't have to come back down here. And some of us are laggers down here in this world, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm having to come here and free these egotistical maniacs, because if half of these fools had their way and they were to actually get rulership of the world, kind of like this was it Killmonger guy? They would create chaos again for another fucking million years, right?
Oh yeah, they
would. And the cycle would just repeat itself. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, I'll say with the Black Panther ending, like, here's what I was hoping for. I was really hoping that they joined forces. You know what I'm trying to say? That this fucking Killmonger guy would humble his fucking self and just be like, all right, yeah, I understand that, like. Cause you know, the Black Panther realized, yeah, like, you know, my dad fucked up, and we should not abandon our people. You know what I'm trying to say? Okay. So he fucking understood the truth, and he submitted to it. Now, mm-hmm. if Killmonger could submit to the truth that he's a fucking, you know, maniac that has lost his heart in the pursuit of what he's thinking is freedom. You know what I'm trying to say? He's become more worldly instead of being free in his spirit and in his soul, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they could have teamed up, but you know, oh well.
But yeah,
you know.
But didn't at the end, didn't he seem like he saw something different? Like something came over him once he spoke to his dad.
Yeah, you know, he was able to revisit. He was able to revisit his inner child. I'm trying to say, when he saw his dad, but his dad was still. You could tell his dad was still like a bit disappointed in maybe in himself, maybe because he, you know, or maybe just in his child's lack of understanding. You know what I'm trying to say? It's mm-hmm. like, you know, to want to free your people is the right intention, obviously. You know what I'm trying to say, but he's seen how. His child, in the process of trying to do that, has thought of death, and the suffering of others as if it's just a natural part of life, and you know, we all die, you know, and he's become callous in his pursuit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like he didn't really become wise from seeing his father in the afterlife. He just stayed callous. You know what I'm trying to say? And at the end, he just stayed callous. I'm trying to say, for the most part, he had little moments of self-realization, but you know, he never, how to put it, he never was able to acknowledge the fact that this, because he never did the inner work, that this world that he's living in, and this, all this, us being enslaved and us, you know, jumping off slave ships into the sharks and shit, that's still a dream too, isn't it? But the only way it's going to become a dream to you is if by you acknowledging it and you doing the inner work to get past it. I'm trying to say I've done that personally. Now, I know a lot of these egotistical maniacs that, you know, are on YouTube yelling, saying I'm King Kong and got shit on me, haven't done that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, it's one thing to have a loud, boisterous mouth, but it's another thing to have, you know, a loud, boisterous soul. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, to get that, you have to overcome humanity. If humanity is if you're subject to your emotions and you're subject to you're subject to humanity, because humanity and finite things are causing you to react to it. You know what I'm trying to say? If you can't control your reaction to things, then those things still have a hold on you. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And that means the white man still has a hold on you, and he still has a purpose in your life and in this world for you. So the white man doesn't have a purpose in my life. I'm trying to say, other than, you know, bagging my groceries and, you know, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? You know? So, I mean, that's his purpose in my life. You know what I'm trying to say? I know I'm getting out this bitch. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm not worrying about, you know, having to build the fucking all black schools for the babies. You know what I'm trying to say? What I'm creating in this little environment that I've created is more important than you know, creating 1,000 schools for black people to recreate the next Egypt, and so we can do this all over again and fall and go into slavery again. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, God.
We already had Egypt, didn't we? So why you want to do it? Yeah. You saw it happen. You see where we are now. You want to do that shit again? How smart are you really? Have you really fucking used your brain? You know what I'm trying to say? Have you really? I'm just saying, like, to these people, like, have they really thought out, like the grander scheme of things? No, they're not there yet because they're too emotional, and they haven't, like the example of Killmonger has shown, they haven't really dealt with their inner child. They haven't dealt with that. They're still hurt. No. They're still there.
That's why I stopped watching Sarnetta. I don't know if you know Sarnetta.
Yeah, he's a little fuck. He's not a little fucking bitch, man. I want to slap that little fucking fool like my child. Fucking cocky ass coon.
I stopped watching it because I find that he is taking. He's like a soap opera.
He is, man.
Everybody in a circle. And a circle again. He's not really doing anything
again, like, because he can't acknowledge his own emotions. I remember I've seen, and I hate this shit. Really, I do, because it makes us look like fucking fools. They always try to fucking yell at white people in public and shit. Like it's like the most decent fucking white person. You know what I'm saying? I was at 10, 10, 15. You know what I'm trying to say? It was a sea of black people, and there's a couple white people that were like, yeah, I'm with this too. And you know, mm-hmm. and yeah, you could go to some white guy in some Klan rally if you want to be brave. Go fucking do some shit to them, but he's like talking to this white guy like and trying to make fun of him, and there's this one real pale looking dude in the Nation of Islam. He's like, is that a white person in the nation? You know what I'm like? I'm like, dude, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, it'd be like, you know, like, you know, it's like, I'm gonna put it like John Brown, you're like John Brown fucking, you know, died and gave his life for black people. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, what, because he's white? You're gonna be like, is that a fucking white guy fucking fighting for your freedom? You know, like, the fucking mindset of these fucking underdeveloped children in grown bodies that, unfortunately, because of their ego, you know, I have to say this, black people, because they're still in their fucking child bodies and their child emotional bodies, they love this egotistical bullshit. They love it. They soak it up because they're cowards and they don't want to deal with themselves either. If they weren't, I wouldn't have to even be on this planet.
That's true, yeah.
I never would have had to been born, so...
Wow, there's so much out there. That's crazy. I stopped watching a lot of his stuff. The good thing about him is I was introduced to people like Black Magic 363 and all that. Like, those kind of channels are good, but like a lot of the stuff that comes off of him, he's so negative, and all he wants is people to fight and people to battle each other.
Sarnetta?
Sarnetta, yeah.
Yeah,
his vibration. I don't like his vibration. His polite, all those people's vibration.
Polite. Oh my god, that guy's a fucking super coon. Oh my god, holy shit.
I know.
And you know what? And he came from that Dr. York shit. Oh my god. My older brother got caught up in that shit. I mean, I did to a degree, you know, from him. Mm-hmm. I just, cause you know what he was doing was he was saying real shit, but a lot of his shit he was taking from Bobby Hemmer broke this down was from other people. You know what I say? He would just reward it. So he was taking a lot of like Zachariah Sitchin's work and shit like that. You know what I say? And
yeah,
he would
I just, had no he, clue. I didn't.
Yeah,
know.
He was slick. I thought he was the real deal for a bit there, but it turns out, you know, then he started talking about he came from fucking the planet Nibiru or some shit or wherever fuck he came from, you know.
Yeah.
And the shams are gonna come. This motherfucker's in jail right now. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, you know? Yeah, I heard.
I'll put you like this. If they said he molested children, you know what I'm trying to say? If I was not guilty, I would not say I was guilty. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, he said he was guilty?
Hell fucking yeah. Hell fucking yeah, he did. Absolutely he did. And I knew he was on some devious type shit. You know what I'm trying to say? Where he's just out there trying to get pussy. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Basically, because I've met some sisters that have met him, and they were like, yeah, he wanted to make me his something or something. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, oh boy, you know. And this is why your heart has to be pure, and it's hard, you know. We all have drives, you know. These human bodies of us, that they all have drives, you know. They're programmed to want to keep this matrix going. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, that's why it's important to do the inner work. You know, I'm not trying to make myself the fucking next leader of the black community. I'm trying to say, I'm trying to heal my heart. You know what I'm trying to say? And if I can, if the methods I've used to do it can help other people, then so be it. You know what I'm trying to say? But this is like, reaching a state of enlightenment is an individual process. So it's not something that's going to be done, on stage debating, you know, one another or. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be done by, you know, getting follows and likes and, you know, becoming this big celebrity. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not about that, you know? So.
Okay. So that's good. That's good that you like the movie. And I like the way you think about it. It kind of confirms how I felt about it too. So I just wanted to make sure, because I know you go deep. And if there was something wrong with the movie, you would have said.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, like, yeah. I mean, for me, so the first alternative ending was those two getting together and teaming up. That would have been kind of badass. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? Just like, you know, I got that. Even though I'm doing the internal work spiritually, I still got that revolutionary mindset. You know, I would love to see these motherfuckers whoop some white ass. You know what I'm trying to say?
I know.
Fuck,
I know.
Yes. That shit would have been entertaining as fuck. You know, I was a dude. When I went to go back and see, what's that movie? The Nat Turner Story? I forget it. Oh, it's called...
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah. I was pissed because they didn't have enough goddamn fucking fight scenes up in that bitch. You know, they didn't kill enough white people to, you know, that didn't quench my bloodthirst. You know what I'm trying to say?
Didn't that piss you off how they ruined that movie? Like, they basically...
Oh, you mean black women, you mean? You know,
just the movie in general. They set it up for failure.
Of course, the white media did it, but they had definitely the help of a lot of I don't know. I'm not sure they call them shea butter Twitter women. You know, like these black women that kind of kind of sign on to whatever fucking the white liberal masses are saying. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So they try to say, oh, he raped a woman, and like, no, dude, no.
I didn't even care about that whole rape story. I was not interested to hear about it.
Exactly. These are the same women probably bumping R. Kelly right now. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say? I mean, come on, shut the fuck up and watch the fucking movie, you know? Fucking, it's a fucking Nat Turner story, bitch, you know? Fucking, oh my gosh.
I know. We were supposed to. I think we were supposed to watch that movie like how we watched Black Panther.
You're damn right. That shit, man. Oh my god. Like, I'll be honest, I shed a tear of that bitch. I think I was like, oh, so, this is a tear or something, or either that, or something. I got some Coca-Cola in my eye right now. But it was, you know.
I know.
Oh my god! Like at the end there with the Black Angels and shit, I was like, oh my god, that got me, man. That shit got me choked up. So yeah, that was a healing experience. So if you missed it because you want to be a stupid ass bitch, then oh well, you missed it. You know, less healing for your stupid. Yeah. You know, less healing for your ass.
A lot of people are missing a lot of things.
They're missing out because they've been emotionalized by their enemy. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yep.